30. We're gonna be nice and punctual, so. He's not. Yeah, Larry felt like it was time for him to step back out of the process. All right, well, thank you everybody for being here. We just want to welcome all of you as our certified, classified, and administrative representatives. We just appreciate you meeting with us. As you all know, Superintendent Davis has announced his retirement at the end of the school year. So that gives us the opportunity to look for a new superintendent. We want to take a second. He chose not to be here this evening. He just felt like it was time for him to kind of step out of the process. So we will make sure and recognize him when he's available. But in the meantime, we just want to recognize his dedication to the school district through the years. He's improved the lives of our children as a teacher, our principal, as our superintendent. If I remember correctly, he's been part of Emory School District for 42 years, is that?
Sounds about right.
It sounds, if I remember the numbers correctly.
Pretty close.
So he's been a kind of a fixture here for a long time. So we're grateful for the time that he has spent, the expertise that he has brought. After some careful consideration and a lot of discussion amongst the school board, we have chosen to appoint a new superintendent. And so we would like to make that announcement tonight. We are going to appoint Jared Black as our new superintendent. Jared has many years of experience in our district, and we feel that he would provide great insight and leadership. We are excited about his appointment, and we're confident in his character and ability. We are positive that under his leadership, the district and students in the Emory County School District will be well served. And we want to thank all of you as well, and are reassured by the knowledge that each of you will be able to provide assistance and support to Jared within his position.
Can we object?
There's two of us.
He will still be in your office. He will still be here until he's out.
He's ours, not yours anymore.
I still wish this was my joke.
No?
All right.
If you have any questions or anything, I mentioned to Jared, if you wanted to take a moment and say anything, he's welcome to do that. Or, I kind of put him on the spot. I didn't really.
I have a mint in my mouth.
Telling that ahead of time, so.
I will do my best. And I love our school district. I guess with the people in this room, I can say this. I was quite hesitant about this when it was presented to me as an option. And thought about it for, what, 2 weeks?
10 days.
And ultimately decided I would try it out and do my best. So I'm gonna give my all to the position. I have a great respect for everybody in this room. I have a lot to learn. I've lived my life on the business office side, and I know I have a lot to learn on the other side of the office here, but I'll do my best. And look forward to the opportunity, mostly. But really, just a huge factor in my thought process here were those of you here in this room. And just the confidence I feel in everybody, and feeling like I can, I trust you, I respect you, and that helps me. So, that's about all.
Thank you.
Yeah, I will reiterate that.
Yeah, we don't want me to say anything.
They're upset at this moment. Well, and I will reiterate what Jared said in our discussions with him. That is one of the main things that he said, that if it was a different administrative team around him, he may not have considered it. So that is kudos to you guys who run your programs and work in the office and deal with some of those things.
That are supportive.
That are supportive, that, yeah, that made him feel comfortable. And we're grateful for that as well, because we were. I think we were convinced before he was.
You dare say the word comfortable.
Anyway, if you have any questions or any thoughts, we do have a special board meeting proposed for tonight at 7 o'clock. If you didn't see the announcements go out, so that we can announce that, you know, as a public announcement. We just wanted to make sure we talked to you guys and let you know ahead of time. We didn't want that to be a read it in the newspaper for all of you that are working directly with the superintendent.
And if you guys are anything like I was, I didn't realize we could actually appoint someone to be.
No.
And when we met with Richard Stoll, he told us that was
January,
a possibility.
Yeah, January, we met with USBA.
With USBA, we didn't know that.
So what, 2 years ago? Probably just maybe between. It just says certification.
Yeah, some things have been changed and. Yep, so we began our process with him and.
And we hurried up and did it because if he didn't accept, we knew we'd have to go through a long process. But we were unanimous and we wanted Jared to be the superintendent if he would accept.
So now we need to go through the process of hiring a new business.
Yes, so that's our next process is we will need to advertise and go through that process. So I have spoken to, again, Richard Stoll at USBA and, you know, inquired with him and he said he would be willing to help us. Hire a business administrator indicated it's kind of similar to the superintendent process. We'll have to gather some information and do a kind of a brochure and a few things out. But hopefully that'll give us some time and then we're kind of feeling like we'll still have a little bit of time that Jared can work with Larry and work through that relationship and then we can bring on a new business administrator to work with Jared and hopefully make a smooth transition in the last few months of the school year.
Do we get to start bothering about
this? Should we say something right now?
Now? Or do we have to wait?
Jared's like, no, I'm not official.
July 1st.
Until July 1, he just.
Or June 1st.
Yes.
Hey, we from EEA want to commend your decision. You've shown great wisdom, and we are very excited to work with Superintendent Black in the future going forward. And awesome job, school board. It probably wasn't easy talking him into it, but we're glad you did. We're glad you did.
Yeah.
And you have our support.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very much. Thank you.
All right. Well, if that's it, we should have brought cake, I guess. I don't know.
There's a raspberry coconut Twinkie in the garbage if anybody.
Well, I'm not sure where that is.
Been here for several weeks.
Oh goodness. All right. Well, if you have any questions or anything, you guys are welcome to hang out for the board meeting, or if you want to just hang out and visit, whatever. Like I said, we just also need
thank
to hold
you for your support.
Official
yeah,
meeting.
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
Looking forward to it. Congratulations.
We are so happy and excited. This is a great day in Emory School District history.
It is. Congratulations.
But Neil, I agree with
it's been such a pleasure working with you in your previous situation. It's going to be even better now. And when we say that you have our support, you do, and I can't wait to tell people.
And I know that I do. And that,
you
that
do.
Was a huge factor.
You
know, I have a ton to learn, so I'll probably be picking your brain about.
We'll give you tons of advice and throw out the bad. Just keep the good advice. And yeah, this was a lot of wisdom. This was a lot of wisdom. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Really.